Nucky Thompson, you have appointed a less than enthusiastic prosecutor to his case.
And if I appointed one who took Nucky's case more seriously,
then I'm sure my interest in how you and your cronies plan to plunder the Veterans Bureau would wane accordingly.
And my man, he'll be staying on in the States.
Why?
I have no stomach left for it, sir.
Bring him around tomorrow.
Jack Dempsey, how you feeling about carpet care, champ?
I'm going to knock his block off.
Train here. Fresh sea air.
Let me help you with that. Always happy to be of service, Mrs. Schroeder.
It's a girl.
I did this for us. That child is for you.
I told you of my brothers and sisters in Ireland.
There's a telephone number.
He says Peggy Rowan died 10 years ago.
I made a mistake.
All right. I need you to get on your knees.
What?
Enough.
We got speedboats. Over a dozen.
Once they make shore in Philly, the goods are loaded onto trucks by Waxy's men.
This could be an opportunity, gentlemen.
$100,000 there, boy chick. 5 of which is mine.
So they'll advance us.
Sure.
We deliver the load to Chalky. Nucky Thompson is none the wiser. And then we meet up, and we figure a way to take it all.
My face.
There's a bunch of that carpenter's the face.
Yeah, yeah. He is a war hero after all.
Well, on July 2nd, he's going to wish he had a foxhole to crawl into.
Hey, what about his secret punch? You hear he's got a secret punch?
Yeah, that's a lot of hooey. Besides, I got tricks of my own.
Oh, you got a secret weapon, champ?
Yeah, matter of fact, I've been training with the fella like the old carpenter out in the first round over in Paris. Hey, hey, Doc, where you at here?
You bet your champ.
What do you guys do with all of this?
Get him, killer!
Sitting below the bed.
You talking about my belt or his? All right, that's it for today, everybody. Hey, a fella's gotta get his beauty rest. Don't get down,
champ.
How'd I do? You lose the fight, there's always vaudeville. I take a raw tomato over left hook any time.
Except there ain't no dough in tomatoes.
I'm wondering if you do me a favor. I'm sure you've heard we're selling the fight over the wireless.
$250 a ticket to hear it as it happens. It'll be broadcasting right from ringside.
Be a big boost if you did a little promotion. Friday at Babette's, shake some hands, wave to the girls.
It's all right by me. Especially the part about the girls. As long as Doc here gives you okay, of course.
Well, considering the good doctor is pocketing 10% of the take, I'm sure he will.
Two bits for each set of ears? That's progress, boy.
Gents, one more question.
Hey, save it for next time, pal.
This one's for Nuck. Would you and the Attorney General talk about it at the Seaview Golf Club on Memorial Day?
Sand traps. It's a doozy.
Nothing about your election rigging case.
Show us that hook, Jack.
Come here. I'm gonna feed you a little Frenchie.
Yeah, go.
Where's the baby?
Sleeping, finally. She cried for 5 hours straight today.
Did you feed her?
Of course I fed her. What do you think I am?
I apologize. I have a headache.
Well, what'd she say?
She's gone to visit an aunt in Milwaukee, according to the neighbors.
You got a number for this aunt? An address?
She will not speak to me on the telephone. She will not answer my letters. We're being tested, Rose and I.
And what about me?
I'm sure you're being tested as well, in your fashion.
I'm talking about our arrangement, Nelson. You owe me money.
Yes, I'm sorry. I don't have it.
You don't have it now? You don't have it at all?
You're enjoying the phonograph, aren't you?
When will you get it?
Child's away.
I need an answer.
Extremely penetrating sound.
$3,000.
That's a large sum.
It is to me.
Lord knows what I was thinking.
You're conning me? You made me go through
frankly,
all this?
Frankly, it's impossible to concentrate under these conditions.
We had an agreement. You owe me money. This is your baby, you bought it! Kid doesn't even have a name!
Shut up with the shouting already!
You shut up!
I'm gonna start this thing.
Give it another minute.
Your grandpa in the woods. Sammy Sabbath from Philly.
Manny, what about him?
Keeps hocking me for $5,000.
You agreed to advance him.
You had a gun on me.
I'll cover it. As a gesture.
It's not a favor.
You should probably begin.
Gentlemen, I want to thank you all for coming. It's hard to believe that a year ago, a year and a half, things have changed so much.
Sure. Maya started shaving.
Kind of my point. Nucky Thompson, Johnny Torrio, Rothstein, Waxy Gordon. They have problems. They come to us.
Exactly why we don't need them.
Speak for yourself, Salvatore.
What are you, my priest? Back off.
Charlie, we have to listen.
As of this moment, the Coast Guard in Atlantic City is in my back pocket. That puts all of us in a very
Gentlemen,
unique position.
Sheriff Thompson.
Start without me? How long are we supposed to wait?
You lose the keys to the jail?
Eli, this is Al, Charlie, and Maya.
We've already met.
Yeah, I remember.
Not as good as me, I bet.
The men talk, the geisha retires.
As I was saying, we have special advantages here. You send your suppliers to a friendly port. We offload, store it, truck it to you as needed. And with the sheriff as a partner, there's no limit to what we can bring in.
No worries with the cops. No trouble with the hijackers.
Torrio's got supplies. Canada. Fella Remus in Ohio.
Yeah, and Torrio takes care of Torrio, so where does that leave you?
How do you propose to handle Nucky?
He goes to jail. I have Mayor Bader replace him with some patsy. They both report to me. The way this place runs, you have to keep people happy. You have hotel owners, clubs, theaters. They need to know that when one boss is gone, someone else is there to keep things in line.
I figured that out by the gat you shove in the mouth.
I'm telling you, it's not going to fly.
I work good with the Sheridans.
The Greek town Irish.
This one. Left the brains on the wall.
So who doesn't get their hands dirty?
Are we counting notches now?
Anytime you want, Chicho.
Whenever you're ready, Sal.
This is not Chicago or New York. Things are different here. And the way it works with Nucky, the way I say it's going to work with Nucky.
Jesus Christ, just kill him. What's he, King fucking Neptune? He's creeping around with lawyers and politicians. All you with this bullshit pissing match. Put a bullet in his head, get it over with. I'm sick of all this fucking nut twisting.
You and I can talk about it later.
Talk about it now. Follow them.
Look, you think with him, the political, what do you call? I don't see the angle.
You don't live here.
Yeah, that's right, pal. So it's a long way to come for nothing.
Pop him. What's the big deal?
He's just another old timer.
So's Arnold Rothstein.
Come to my house. We'll discuss that.
You would kill your brother.
No. Someone else will.
I'll call Chicago. We'll get a paisan on the train. He comes up, does the job.
He goes home.
We're still making some real dough.
Which is what it's all about, ain't it?
Well, you don't like to keep people waiting.
Make your phone call.
I've been working out of the post office, if you can believe it. The nearest law library is in Camden. I'll have one of the clerks do it.
Yes, sir, I understand. That will not be an issue, I assure you.
What in damnation's going on here? Where's Agent Zawicki?
Yes, sir, absolutely. Well, discovery is just beginning.
Who is this woman at my desk?
She's
on the phone. With the Attorney General.
Of course.
Thank you, sir. I'll be in touch.
Down right around Atlantic, Ventnor, right down there.
Agent Van Alden, I presume. Esther Randolph. Chief Investigator Lathrop. And my clerks, Pratt and Halsey.
What are you doing here?
Beg pardon?
That is my station. This is my office.
The investigation necessitated ad hoc arrangements.
Ad hoc? I'm the head of prohibition enforcement for this city.
And I am the assistant U.S. attorney prosecuting Enoch Thompson.
That's your stuff over there.
Does the Justice Department not give advance notice?
You and your colleague will practice discretion with regard to what you hear in this room. Do you understand, Agent Van Alden?
I took an oath.
As did I. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Testimony, confidential witness number 2 claims that ballot boxes with non-Republican votes were tossed into Absecon Bay. Take Halsey, nose around out there. It's a long shot, but you never know.
Where's a good place to buy wading boots?
You'll be eaten alive. In the bay? By Nucky Thompson. The charges won't stick.
And your lack of confidence is based upon what?
That the scales of justice are weighted down with graft.
My, that is shocking.
This does not belong to me.
Come on. Nice and light. Yes, I'm sorry?
Didn't I say it right?
She's been practicing all day.
Is it Beth?
The same.
And little Eilish.
Oh, don't call me that.
What should I call you?
Juliet.
Very well.
Amy, she's here.
Nuala. Do you not know me?
You're Margaret.
Yes.
Who else on earth would you be?
Eamon.
Hello, Peg.
Thank you for replying to my letter.
Couldn't leave you out there wandering so far from home, could we?
You can let her cross the threshold, so.
It's Taffy. Right from the boardwalk.
Oh, aye. Well, they have the same at Luna Park. I'm sure it's grand. We'll hug then. There's dinner. Roast and potatoes, so come along. Take your sister's hat now, make her feel at ease.
See the little bee in the rose.
She's like you, Pig. Always dashing about.
Name's Esther Randolph from California. USC graduate. 10 years as a public defender representing draft dodgers and prostitutes.
And she works for Harry Daugherty?
Yeah, caught the governor's eye in California. Joined the U.S. Attorney's office. I don't think Daugherty could get rid of her.
Why the fuck not?
Someone has to look honest.
Transfer to federal court.
I've been waiting for this.
It was your idea. What do you want me to say?
Well, more to the point is, what do you want me to say? If the Attorney General can't help you, how can I?
I'm not the only one in town with something to lose.
But you are the one they're coming after.
The Commodore's in a diaper. O'Neill's off hiding. Neary, Boyd, Patty Ryan. If you can't work something on them and get me out of this, what the fuck am I paying you for?
For sitting here while you talk to me like that.
I'm so sorry, but you have 2 visitors.
Is this a mirage sitting before me? I'm in the middle of something.
I realize that.
I'll leave you to your next meeting.
You and I have not seen each other since May 23rd of last year.
Don't start that way.
I'm sorry, Lucy. Congratulations. You look glowing.
Look like shit. She is kind of cute, though. Huh? 10 toes and everything. I thought I'd try shaking it down, but I knew I'd never swing it. And anyhow, that's no way for a mother to act.
I'm glad you're taking it seriously.
Taking it very seriously. I mean, look at her. Just a little scoop of ice cream. You and I had some good times, didn't we, Daddy?
You and me? Sure we did.
I always knew what I was supposed to do. Every day, just wake up and make you happy.
Things change, you know that.
Sure I do. Now, there's someone else I gotta make happy. And she'll always be mine. That's the best part of it all.
You're going to do a swell job.
I really want to. Which is why I need money.
Isn't there a father?
Doesn't there have to be?
You don't know who he is.
Yeah, I know. I guess you might too.
Do you understand the reason for this additional deposition, Mr. Neary?
Because it's federal now. Feed me the machine, please. I do understand.
And your sworn testimony will be used as a basis for prosecuting Mr. Thompson. The dictaphone can't hear you nod.
I mean, yes.
In your former testimony, you mentioned cash for votes. Multiple casting of ballots.
Yep.
Mr. Neary, you were arrested last March for the storage of illegal alcohol with intent to sell.
I paid my debt on that.
A $500 fine, bargain down to...
Special Agent Van Alden.
What's that got to do with Nucky?
Consider this your chance to eliminate me.
No. I had a deal with the other prosecutor.
That deal is null and void. I can make your life quite difficult, Mr. Neary. In fact, I might enjoy it.
I understand right away. A situation has arisen. I'll return as soon as possible.
Did you take a vote here, miss?
She's not a Miss Eilish.
It's our pick of old, just. I took the train.
You can't take a train from Ireland.
I live in Atlantic City.
What do you do there?
I look after my little ones. The children I'll pick. Theodore is 7 and Emily 4. American names. They're quite the patriots.
And the father? You've not mentioned him.
My husband, Hans. He passed. Last year. Wait till so soon. Don't cry. You've a good heart, Nuala.
And live how?
Pardon?
Well, how do you live? To come to New York in a jaunt with your children behind?
They're being looked after.
Who by?
Damon. A woman I pay.
Well, there's a bit of luxury.
And why not if she can?
No reason.
Get back to time. He's on a night crew.
Dig in the 4th Avenue line.
It's the subway.
Newell is at Sewan, beside 100 other girls. Beth Press is in a laundry. Eilish is in school. They send an officer around if we don't let her go.
I know you work hard, Eamon.
We're as you see us.
I could offer help.
We haven't asked.
Best meet a trifle.
Oh, it was nothing like a bit of sweet.
Keep your eyes closed.
When did you start getting modest?
This isn't a flattering light. Men don't have to worry about these things. All right. Ready for your judgment.
Meeting someone?
Just some girls from the Beaux-Arts. They'll clock every wrinkle.
You don't get old, Ma.
Remember summers on the beach?
People thought I was your brother.
You belong here. It wouldn't be right anywhere else.
Do you know what happens tomorrow?
It's not important.
It is to me. Man's gonna get off the train. He's gonna walk up to Nucky Thompson. He's gonna put a bullet in him. Right here. Just because I said so. What do you think about that?
I think the world's going to find out what kind of man it's dealing with.
And if I call it off?
Your friends wouldn't like that.
They don't care what happens to Nucky.
No, but they are watching you very closely. They're delightful boys, dear. Colorful and ambitious, but I'd never make the mistake of letting them see me be indecisive.
And that's why he dies? This isn't what we talked about, Mom.
Well, we weren't being honest then. Now we are.
I don't want to do this.
It's already done. It was done when you gave the order. The rest is just bookkeeping. And you can't bother with that. Make me proud of you.
Lucy, would you be so kind as to give Agent Van Alden and myself a moment alone?
I didn't know what else.
We'll discuss this at home, dear.
If there was ever a time.
No, thank you.
Fair enough. First and foremost, here's to you. It is, after all, a blessed event in the life of any man.
What do you want?
This actually might be a good time to charm me.
Why, does that make blackmailing easier?
I don't judge people. I help them. Perhaps you can see the value of that more than you once did.
And what do you propose to help me with?
Where to begin? Supporting a wife, a mistress, a baby girl, all on a government salary. How do you do it?
My financial arrangements are none of your concern.
Sadly true. My concern is Esther Randolph. I want to know everything. Who she talks to, what they say, what's on every scrap of paper that comes across her desk. She renews her subscription to Vogue magazine. I want to know about it.
And in exchange?
Your budget problems go away. And no questions asked about how you've managed to afford this up to now. What's her name?
What?
Your little girl.
She doesn't have one yet.
Well, you can't go wrong picking something from the Bible. Just think it over. That doesn't cost anything. And what I gave Lucy? A gift. No strings attached.
You gave her money?
Hey, Tom. It's still Rinka. Never say no to some berries.
We'll talk a bit first, Peg and I.
Let's look in on poor Mrs. Gillibrand. We have to. It's the Christian thing.
No, thank you. You're not as American as you thought.
Mom's in the earth. So there's news for you.
Martin Hennessy wrote me.
Cousin in America? You kept up with him at least.
She's in the Keeley Parish Yard.
Right beside Da. Not at each other's throats for once. She asked for you. At the last. I told her you'd be coming home. And what else could I say? Will you weep, Peg? Now that it doesn't matter.
I did what I had to.
Can't hear you.
I did what I had to.
So we all think to ourselves.
Would you have seen me off to the Magdalene sisters and broken in the workhouse?
The priest judged it fit correction. What makes it right for others and not you?
What makes it right for anyone? Would you wish it upon Eula, Beth, Eilish? Or am I the only sinner you've ever met?
Who was the father? You can tell me now.
Douglas Walton.
The barrister's boy.
You must have known.
I'm blind when it comes to that. Did he force himself? As you claimed? A son 7 and your daughter 4.
I miscarried on the crossing.
I'm sorry. What's that for?
To return what I stole.
It was Mom you took it from, not me.
Meant for your passage here.
Is that what brought you to Brooklyn? To return a debt?
To be among those who know me.
That was quick.
She wants me to pick up 3 pounds of pig trotters.
Well, then you best oblige her before the butcher closes.
Can't we have some trifle first, please?
It's a bad idea.
Don't you trust me, Charles?
You fucking kidding me?
Then I'll just sew up my dress and go.
I'm gonna whip you through the mud like a filly of Belmont.
Frieda Short, from downstairs.
Where is my wife?
She had to pick up some formula. I said we had plenty of milk, but she's very particular.
When was that?
No, about 20 minutes ago. Oh, but it's no bother. This little one is an angel. When I am a king's
walk you to the I have a car outside. Hired for the day.
Must be dear.
Her man pays for it. Well, she's got fun.
Don't you?
What's he like? He's very mysterious. And very powerful.
He has minions.
What's that when it's at home?
Means people do his bidding. Or they pay the price. Don't they?
Yes, with a snap of the finger.
But he has a secret tragedy. His heart was broken, and I'll never let anyone near it again.
Where are you getting that from?
You, with your story.
She's always got her nose in a book.
I'll send you some if you'd like. Would that be all right?
Can she?
You'll need to ask Eamon.
Well, think of us now, then.
3 hours to Atlantic City.
Look at you, Pig.
After all these years.
With you about the man. He must be very nice, really.
Yes, he can be.
And you're my sister.
I'm Margaret Catherine Sheila Rohan.
How do you do?
Davis. To bed with you.
Do I have to?
I'm off to work. And I'll keep your sisters up all night.
Send me books. I like anything with a horse in it.
Deborah? Hannah? Abigail.
Tailing Nucky Thompson.
How close?
You don't have to hide behind the potted plants, but I would like a fuller picture of exactly...
Mrs. Randolph?
Miss.
May we speak privately?
Mm-hmm.
I am a married man.
There goes my dream.
Last autumn, under great duress, my self-discipline was compromised. I have a daughter born out of wedlock.
Surely you can speak to a minister about this.
I bear my soul not for forgiveness nor introspection. I admit to these sins so you know that I am in my heart honest. This is a file I've kept on Nucky Thompson for the past 16 months. It runs the gamut from bootlegging, gambling, vice, extortion, up to and including murder.
And you've been sitting on this information for what reason?
I was ordered by my supervisor to focus on illegal alcohol.
And you will testify to the accusations made in this file?
I will.
Well, this could prove useful.
That's all that matters to me.
Agent Van Alden, your domestic situation, we'll get that sorted out. Just don't go telling everyone.
Like it. And when you finish, you'll tell me all about it.
Ow!
You'll wreck me. And I'll write you back.
We'll have a secret correspondence.
That'd be good crack.
What's that mean?
Do you not know it? Just something fun. Mum would say it always.
What was she like?
You don't remember her.
Horse doesn't die, does it?
No.
Because I wouldn't like that.
You can visit me, you know. Over the summer. There's no end of things to do, and you'd meet your niece and nephew.
My aunt. It's funny, isn't it?
It is, rather.
Morning.
And we can... Good morning.
What are you there?
I brought Hailish a book.
Oh, aye. She's keen on those.
I'll make you breakfast.
Go and read. That's what you want to do anyway. Away with you now.
How was your work?
I thought you were off in your car.
She's my sister, too.
And you rescue her, will you? To ease your mind.
Must you hate me so, Eamon?
I don't hate you. I don't feel much about you at all. I can't accept the money. I don't know where it's from.
You're honest, are you?
Don't ask for trouble.
Never take more than you need. Never talk back to the priest or the boss or the policeman. Never question. Never make a fuss. Never dare to stand up for me. It's your own flesh and blood. Begged you for help when she'd nowhere else to turn. But you're proud of it.
You did as you wanted, Peg. You always have. Nothing you bring and nothing you buy will change that.
I'll make her life better.
The way you've made yours. You'll go now. back to your own place and leave us be. There's no one here who knows you.
Did anyone call?
No, sir. But Mrs. Schroeder's on her way back from New York. I'm taking the children to the beach with Katie.
Operator.
Give me the Ritz.
Ritz Carlton.
Might I ring my suite?
Mr. Thompson's suite.
Eddie, have you heard from Owen?
Not yet. I was just...
Well, come get me. I'm late.
Of course. I was in some...
Do I know you?
That's Owen Slater. It's Sean's cousin from Dunmore.
That pimple on the arse of the Lord?
Quiet town of a Saturday night.
Maybe other night of the week as well.
Won't dispute it.
On the Halligan side?
How's that?
The relation?
No, we're all the cabiners.
And Desi's boys?
God rest his soul.
That was bad luck.
To the Black and Tans.
I stayed out of that.
There's a fight will never end.
You're welcome to it.
Yeah. Still free and clear here, though, aren't we?
Stars and stripes forever.
Buy another.
Next time.
Do me the honor. I miss a bit of home, still and all.
Whiskey then?
Two.
Coming up?
Offer a slash first.
Thank you.
Lead me on a merry chase.
These 5 months.
You traitorous fuck.
A woman's baking a pie when she calls out to her husband in the next room. Darling, do you want a piece? Fella walks into the kitchen, wife looks at him, and she says, honey, put your pants back on.
After this song, you can start.
And don't forget to mention Radio Corporation of America, huh?
How can I forget that?
You wrote it down in my speech.
Good afternoon, ladies and gents. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Jack Dempsey, heavyweight champ of the world. You say, you might have heard. Madam, how about you? Well, I know everyone else here has heard. On July 2nd, I'm going to be in Jersey City, beating the tar out of George Carpentier. Of course, there are some who think it'll be the other way around. With me taking the liquor. Have you heard such a thing? Either way, it'll be a swell fight. And thanks to the Radio Corporation of America...
What do you want?
You could hear it.
I just want to tell you something.
Every jab, every
so? Hit. Tell me.
Doesn't make a difference if you're right or wrong.
Sorry. Carpentier. Say it as prayers and I start closing in.
You just have to make a decision.
Either way, it'll be a swell fight. I'm only going to be here for a few more hours. I got to get back to training. So if you want to come up to me and introduce yourself, say hello.
The federal agent! United States Department of Justice, everyone remain calm and stay where you are.
Okay, he's alive.
Don't worry, Trish. You're going to be
fine. Stay right with us, champ. Don't worry.
Just bear is fine.
Yes. Thank you.
You with that?
No, thank you.
Nah, don't be daft, Mary.
Is the Great Metropolis?
Fine. Humid.
Summer's fierce here, isn't it? Wouldn't wish it on a Hottentot.
No one much seems to mind.
Always something to keep you busy in New York, I expect.
Yes. Very lively. All right, then. Where are the children?
The girls took them down to the beach.
It's hardly Katie's job.
My boss gave me the afternoon.
Why aren't you with him?
I had some business. Missed him just.
Then shouldn't you be making an effort to find him?
Where'd you want the bag?
The foot of the stairs.
You find it odd here, ever?
In this house?
In this country.
How do you mean?
Everything's off. The air, the water, the people, and yourself. You're off too, bit by bit. And you think, if I vanish now, who'd care? Or even notice.
Is that how you feel?
Summer days, maybe. and life passing by.
Then you should be on the beach with Katie.
But you wanted me after Mr. Thompson.
In either case, you needn't be here.
I'll go if you tell me.
Are you mine to command?
If you like.
You can bring the bag up. On the bench.
You're the cool one, Mrs.
No, I'm not. I'm not how you see me at all. When we're done, we'll leave. And we'll not speak a word about it. Ever.
Well, it's all between strangers anyway.
Calling when the dew is falling.